This is Silly with the Logans, brought to you by Your Electric. We actually are doing sponsors now.
Yes.
And it's only because he just fixed my house a couple minutes ago.
Well, he's a stud.
Yeah.
That's Mark Gardner, our very own Luligan electrician extraordinaire.
That's Brad talking. This is Mitch. We have a special guest today.
It's Mr. James Shipley.
No, not you, cripple.
John's here too, but he's absolutely useless.
I know. He can't even be a good beer wench today.
Jim Shipley from the St. Louis Lions, general manager and all-around good guy.
Good afternoon, guys. How you guys doing? Good to see you.
This is an afternoon podcast,
yes,
too. Everybody was off, so we said, hey, what a great day to talk about soccer.
Exactly.
Snowed in.
Start drinking a little early.
Well, yeah. You mean after 12 o'clock.
All right.
That worked for us. So Jim's going to
always works.
Jim's going to fill us in with a lot of stuff today.
I just want to know what the buzz is.
Ooh, the buzz.
Can buzz? We talk about the buzz at all?
There's little bits and pieces we can talk about, but okay. The buzz is here, and that's good to see.
Buzz Killington?
No.
Buzz Lightyear.
Lightyear.
Yeah. Buzz Lightyear.
I do want to say special thanks to you guys for that little logo we had the other day, just to put a little buzz out there.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
Good job.
That's all Brad, resident graphic designer extraordinaire.
Well, I steal things well.
I know.
Put them together.
That's what a good graphic designer does. Steals other people's shit.
I try.
So let's see. What other than Jim, is there anything else we need to talk about?
Can talk about a few things.
Oh, the NPR interview aired.
Yep.
That was on Tuesday of last week.
I don't know.
They all run together. Got a lot of good feedback on that. That was nice. Thank you to Maria Altman for doing that. That was great for her to come out and talk to us. And
yeah, we picked up quite a few new followers on Twitter and on Facebook, and hopefully some new ears for this podcast.
Yeah, and there's ran into a few people at Saturday's Friendly. The USA Friendly at the Amsterdam, and a lot of people came up and said, wow, we got to come out and see this. So,
yeah, I talked to Andy and Ryan from the Outlaws, and there were new people there that had been on the Outlaws sort of mailing list or following them, but making an effort to come out. I think the World Cup's going to be huge for them this year.
Absolutely. Well, as long as we stay in it.
Well, yeah, but I think a lot of people will get involved and a lot of people are, you know, we mentioned the buzz. A lot of people are getting a little excited about what may happen in the future in St. Louis soccer. So we're getting some more interest, and everything's good. Everything's, you know, coming up roses.
Everything's growing.
Yeah.
Are we still talking about roses, or are we talking about penises now?
I wasn't talking about penises, but that's just you.
I thought I was alone.
A couple other things we wanted to talk about. If you saw earlier last week, you know, like you said, we've had so much stuff going on lately. It's all running together. We are going to have some special jerseys that our friends at Ultras, they used to be Objectivo, have made for us after our charity match at the Lions Complex, which thank you, Jim, for helping arrange that.
It was great to have you guys out. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, except for John breaking his leg.
thank God we didn't have that game the next day.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy, come on. That was some snowstorm right after that.
Right. We had the right amount of snow to play in.
I think it was great that there were actually lines on top of the snow.
I loved that. Yeah. you guys did it upright for us. Painted the lines and put out the goals and the nets, and everything was perfect. But our friends at Ultras, Matt contacted me, and he said, you know, you guys are too cool to be looking like that when you take the field. So he said he's got a new project. There you go. He's got a new project where he's doing jerseys, and we were one of the test balloons. And so the people that helped organize that or the people that played in it were getting jerseys, and they should be here in a couple weeks. So
and
that's
they're goddamn sharp.
They're pretty.
I think it's funny that they chose the Luligans to be test markets.
Well, yeah,
I mean, it's
you
like
know.
Lab rats or what?
Yeah. Well, first of all, as a lot of people have yet to realize in the St. Louis area, we like to part with our money.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, we were one of his early supporter groups that did T-shirts, and I think he was looking for something to do with us again, so it was nice tie-in. And
he said he wore one of them around, and
yeah,
people thought it was pretty good-looking. So
it's got a couple nice details. It is the hoops to kind of mimic the Lions, but they're using our dark green instead of the bright green, so something a little different for us to wear out to games. And
right. Gives you your own identity as well, which is good.
And then we can wear it in future charity events or indoor games or whatever we decide to do. So
or to church or to, to
exactly
bars.
Wherever
or that ball soccer, the inflatable ball soccer,
which is very intriguing, by the way.
Yeah, that's going to have to happen. If you haven't seen it, do a YouTube search for ball soccer, inflatable ball soccer, or
bubble soccer.
Bubble soccer. Yeah, that's what
it's
called.
It's like bubble soccer STL or something like that.
I will say I've watched it several times and I laugh hysterically.
Yeah, John, you're not allowed to play with your ankle.
Not yet.
I'm just, my immediate thought was that we just have like a couple of the biggest guys go running at a mediocre guy.
Yeah.
So like me and Greg run at Kenny.
I really don't think you need any enticing for that to happen.
Yeah, well.
Ixnay.
Again, the score will be the secondary concern in a game like that.
Getting out of the bubbles is probably the first concern.
Getting upright is actually the first concern.
The other thing I wanted to talk about was on the heels of your interview on St. Louis Public Radio, MLS Kickoff picked it up. This is the second time the Luligans have been mentioned on MLS Kickoff, which is their sort of weekly roundup of different things going on throughout the league. And St. Louis Lions and the St. Luligans got a little spin from that, featured on the Soccer Morning in America podcast. Not featured, but talked about. And, you know, people are starting to recognize St. Louis as, no, there are fans there. There are,
there's
they're
a
ready.
Buzz about it.
There's a buzz about it.
That buzz will grow.
And, you know, so, yeah, people are looking for St. Louis to take the next step, and we'll be ready when we do.
And that's the thing. I do think that we are ready. As a group, we are ready.
Yeah, there's plenty of fans here, not only the ones that are coming out now, but I think there's a groundswell behind that when the next level comes, they'll come out. We know our numbers dropped in half, maybe two-thirds, when AC folded. I expect a lot of those people to come rushing back if and when we get the next level of soccer.
I wish something would happen with that.
Yeah, it would be nice.
I wish there was a buzz going around about it.
Just keep following the buzz.
Okay, follow the buzz.
You know, you're right though. We've been doing a lot of putting media things out, and you guys have been out there doing your thing. And I think that the combination of those efforts they pay off, but they don't pay off in a lot of things that people see visibly because some of the media choose to pick up what they want to, and they don't pick up other things.
Yeah,
but when something big is coming out, we're getting noticed, and there's more and more people contacting yourselves, us, Ambush, you know, as well. They're helping out with their piece of it, but the notoriety is there, and the media is finally covering some things.
Well, and I mean, Mitch was doing some work last night on the website, noticing our traffic increasing, and you know, little stories blip, and we get twice as many hits as we normally get. Right. You know, things like that. So
it's good. It's building.
Yeah,
I think so. You guys are buzzed too.
we're buzzed. I got to had another beer before I'm buzzed, but
maybe two or three.
Yeah. Also, let's just continue. We've been getting a lot of requests for scarves, for shirts. Unfortunately, both editions of the scarf are completely sold out. We are going to do a new shirt this year,
and not just any shirt.
I don't want to promise too much yet, but this shirt is going to be something
unique,
and any beer drinker will want this shirt.
And no, it does not have a throw up pouch.
And it doesn't come with a free beer. but this
does it come with a bottle holder?
We're getting close, and this shirt will be, I think, a first for a supporters group. I don't think I've seen this particular design of shirt for a supporters group.
Half shirt.
It's mesh. It's
all
sleeveless.
Jimmy Edmonds.
Yeah.
That's right.
But be watching for that.
Oh, here's my money now. I want in.
Yeah, okay. We'll get you on. But that'll be coming in
he
the next.
He didn't actually hand any money, so I don't know. Let that be a contract.
You have Square, right?
Yes. Actually, yes, I do.
All right, let's do it.
So that'll be coming in the next couple of months. So, again, watch Facebook and Twitter for that. And you can get in on the new shirt when they come out. And we'll probably do a scarf then the following year.
If something happens.
We tend to alternate scarf and shirt.
There needs to be something happening, though, for really getting a scarf.
And it might be a different color next time. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. Let's see. Yeah, we always have the shirts that are on Cafe Press, though, if somebody wants to get a shirt that way. And Brad's got a lot of good ideas for shirts. So if, you know, his fancy is struck just the correct manner, he'll put up a new design on there, and it'll be the new shirt to get. And
but the official shirt will be coming out in a couple months. And like I said, we've got kind of a design contest going on behind the scenes. We've got several that are contending.
By design contest, you're arguing with yourself, you mean?
No. There's a lot of good designs. I don't think mine will be one of them this year, I don't think.
We'll see.
Well, we'll see.
The one that you drew of Jim getting kicked in the nuts, I think that might win.
That'll sell a lot, that's for sure. But
there's a lot
Let's
of people.
Just hope we don't have to take a photo to put that up there.
I like these T-shirts
Not
to be realistic.
Aware of. Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
Don't. That's why we invited you over. So that's
that camera.
That covers our merchandise stuff coming up. That covers, I guess we could talk about while Jim's here. It makes sense. The big announcement in MLS today.
The surprise announcement.
The surprise,
saw
yeah.
Coming a million miles away.
Where's that elephant?
Yes, yeah. Mr. Beckham has exercised his option, and he will be taking his talents to South Beach.
Or as the Miami mayor was saying, Mr. Beckman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, couldn't believe he couldn't get his name right.
That and the, why Miami, David? Why not? Okay.
Well, my favorite was the nothing like coming to Miami, the gateway to the United States. Wait a minute, time out. We're the gateway to the West, St. Louis. And you got your wrong.
Oh, no, no, it is the gateway to the United States for Cubans.
For drug trafficking.
Yeah. All the cocaine comes in through Miami.
Yeah, I don't quite get the why not answer. That was kind of the thing that threw me off.
There should have been a better set of talking points for him to go to there.
If he says, even if he says, look at my wife in a thong on the beach.
Right.
Okay, good. We're good with that.
And honestly, I get Miami. It's a location. It's a destination for big names to come over. They're not going to sign for Columbus.
No.
Miami's going to get those kind of guys. But Miami also has its history of problems, too.
True.
But I wish them well.
Hey, you know, they want the market. It's a big city market. They can, you know, if they can make it work, they make it work.
Well, and bringing Orlando in, they do want to build out the Southeast right. A little bit. I wish them the best of luck. I mean, obviously, I wish it was in St. Louis, but if it can't be.
Yeah, I think that eventually, hopefully somebody does see St. Louis and says, hey, this is the next city that needs to have it. Because, quite honestly, you see some of the names on that list and they don't have anything better than St. Louis right now.
Yeah, except for the ownership group. That's the one thing we're missing. I think if we had somebody here with the money ready to do it, I think MLS would have no problem putting a team in St. Louis. So that's what we need.
And who knows? Hopefully the buzz attracts something.
Well, yeah, and I mean, that's what kind of we've been banging the gong.
Like herpes or something.
We've been banging the gong all along. Support what you have to show potential investors that there are fans here. So we're building, you're building. Hopefully we're all building together. And the Ambush, you know, for their credit, they're drawing really well out there at Family Arena.
Yeah, they're doing very well. They're selling a lot of tickets. They're doing it right. They've got a lot of people who are doing a lot of good things out there. So capitalizing some of the, you know, success that they're having. Yeah. And you know what? Everything works together.
All of these things help, right.
They all help. There's not a distraction.
I'm easily distracted.
So,
squirrel.
So yes, Miami will be team number 22, and it was expected. Yeah, so,
are you concerned with the number of teams that are coming in the next, you know, 2 years? The play of MLS dropping. I mean, I know that there's been the big push of saying that hey, the MLS is the talent level is getting better and better and better. However, when you do go through an expansion, it happens in every sport. The pool.
Dilutes.
Right. I worry about how quickly it's happening.
I mean, I'm with you on that. I think that's the big thing.
I think the United States can have a huge league. Mm-hmm. I think there's enough players, but it's happening so quickly that we're going to be bringing in just a bunch of players in a couple of years span that may not be ready.
And I think part of the problem is, too, is that they're not real transparent on their rules.
Well,
so you don't know. You know, for example, Toronto somehow was able to bring in two top flight players that didn't have to go through the demarcation zone.
And it's still unclear how much of their transfer fee was paid for by the league.
Right.
Versus,
you know, you've got that kind of stuff. And like you said, who's going to want to go play in Columbus?
Right.
And you've got
I do like the fact, I would say, that let's take Miami and New York out of it for a second because they were kind of unique cases. Mm-hmm. Orlando has a structure in place that they're coming up with. So they do have a pool of players that maybe a little lower than your normal MLS team, but they're talented players.
Yes.
So they can come in with half a team, say. So you're not like having to cobble together everything.
You're not trying to field 18 players right. So just from everywhere.
So
you do have a beginning.
Right. So if the other teams that come in, again, Miami, New York, different, they're cut out of whole cloth, never existed before. But if we get some of these other teams who have been rumored, let's say Minnesota, for example, they have an NASL team that's a pretty good NASL team. So they're not totally starting from scratch. That might help a little. But, yeah, when you say we've got 5-6 new teams within the last 3 or 4 years, yeah, that's a little scary, I think.
Well, I just think some of the things that you're seeing with it is that just the expansion alone, I agree, is going way too fast. And then all of a sudden, they shut down expansion. There's no hard, fast rule saying that they need to stop at a certain number. I mean,
yeah.
The United States is bigger than many other countries, and we can support a huge league.
Yeah.
It's
weird that...
When do you bring back that expansion after that? You can't wait too long.
Well, and it's weird that he said he wanted to be at Garber in his speech a couple years ago, said he wanted to be at 24 by 2020.
Right.
Well, it's 2014, and we're already there. I mean...
Yeah. You're there. You're knocking on the door.
So are we going to cap it at 2015 and not expand till 2020? I have a hard time believing Garber would say no if some magical person showed up and has $100
million. I think you're right. If somebody's got $100 million, then they say, I want an MLS team. Then
now,
they're going to get it. All right. But I think you're going to find it's going to be where they'll expand two at a time.
Right.
They're not going to keep anything uneven in their conferences. It'll always be even.
Well, and that's the problem you're running into now. I think all of us who are European fans, we like the idea of the balanced schedule. We like the idea of the single table. We're outgrowing that in the United States.
Right.
So then you start to have problems where every time you add a team, well, let's make a new formula here to figure out the schedule, to figure out the playoffs, to figure out, because that's going to change again. Mm-hmm. So I think they have to kind of develop a plan. And like you said, bring in two at a time, and this is what happens when the next two come in.
Right.
And it's not wildly different than what the NHL went through 10, 15 years ago as well. And
you're right on.
And kind of look what happened with that. You had teams, for example, the Atlanta Thrashers, that were worthless,
right.
You know, that you had to move to Winnipeg, which you shouldn't have taken now a team that was worthless in the Phoenix. You know,
right.
You're going to get to that point. Because
and that brings up the question of there was a team in Miami. The team folded. We're giving a new team to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Is that team going to then move?
You got one out west that's struggling immensely in Chivas.
Yes.
Well,
Mr. Cronky, please don't do that. Why don't you just sell that piece of ground back over there and buy something in St. Louis?
Well, yeah. I mean, we can address this rumor. I think it's pretty much bullshit. I forget if it's Tribal Soccer that floated it that – Cronky was going to put a new team in L.A., and it was going to be the L.A. Gunners related to Arsenal. And it's like, they're not going to throw a third team in L.A.
Could. Has a market that could support it. However, I just think it's a super-duper Sam's Walmart.
Well, with Chivas already, you know, flagging. I mean, it would make sense if he bought Chivas and rebranded it.
Exactly. Bought Chivas, moved it there, rebranded.
Yeah.
I agree.
But I think that's just a page fishing for hits at this point.
They're just trying to take it off the Rams page.
Well, yeah.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Well, and I mean,
we're going to start putting up rumors.
Well, and so many people, I mean, seriously, three times a day I get a tweet or a direct message or an email saying, why doesn't Kroenke just put a team here? He's not going to.
Yeah.
I mean,
if he was going to, he would have by now.
Yeah.
That's the point.
There's been plenty of opportunity for that to happen. He could have worked a deal with rebuilding the Rams stadium, you know, if he wanted to.
Let's be honest. The man doesn't spend a lot on his haircut. He's not going to put a team here.
Well, I mean,
spend much on Arsenal either,
or Colorado. I mean, the Rapids. You know, you can look at. I mean, they've had some luck the last year with some young talent coming through, but he hasn't put a lot of money into that team. So, you know, sort of that. Be careful what you wish for. If he does come here, what's to say it's going to be a good situation?
Well, you know, if he does come here and says he's going to bring an MLS team, then you know what? Open arms.
Right.
You know what? New pages, let's make it happen. But, you know, if it's not going to be him, then let's find the next person who's going to do it.
Right, and again, like I said, there's been more than ample opportunity for him to even state that he has that intention. But it doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Well, he doesn't state any intentions, period. He just does.
Right.
He doesn't have to.
Yeah, I think the case study for the next, you know, round of expansion or whichever owner it would be would just be looking at what Orlando's doing. I mean, just the growth. It's back to the growth of that. And, you know,
well,
if somebody does
that.
Come with $100 million,
right.
Let him have it.
Well, I love that. I love that, you know, Seattle did that. They had an existing team. Portland did that. They had an existing team.
Montreal,
Vancouver. All these, you know, the last several teams have come in with an existing fan base, an existing team, a history of support and knowing what they're doing.
And they're some of the most lucrative teams that have come into the game.
And they did increase their budgets. They did bring some money into the situation. And their fan group, I mean, we know when Timbers Army came here to play us in the NASL, they weren't 15,000 people screaming with giant TIFOs. But, you know, they had a place to start with. And I think that's perfect. I think that's a goal that we should have. I would love to get a USL Pro team or an NASL team. I know John says it's never going to happen. But
John's also on a lot of painkillers.
Crawl over and get another beer for us.
I'm a big fan of that, proving yourself, you know, proving your worth and growing growing slowly and building on what you have. And I think that would be the best way for St. Louis to show we're ready to take that next step.
I agree. Hey, how about that, the badge that they were throwing out there for, New York?
Yeah.
That was funny.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I know a couple of you guys got a couple of laughs on some of them.
You know, and in today's world of social media and just the way people are, how did they not expect that to happen?
I mean,
if people don't know what we're talking about, they released a blank shield shape, and they encouraged their fans to submit designs of what you think the new FC New York or New York City FC badge should be. And there were ones with Mr. Burns from The Simpsons, Darth Vader and the Death Star. A big bag of money was one.
Yeah.
Just
there's an A-Rod one.
Yeah, hilarious designs, which you know everybody else thinks is great, but you got
to
expect that kind of thing's going
to
happen.
Expect it. But you know, out of that there were some really cool.
Oh, there really were.
There
yeah,
there was one in there that I. If they don't use it, holy cow.
The cityscape one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
really
cool. I don't know if you saw the link I put out the other day of the guy that on his own redid the Columbus Crew badge.
Yeah, that was nice.
And he also did it for New York City FC. It's the same guy that did all the baseball team jerseys as football, as soccer jerseys. And his work was really good, and he had some good ideas. I mean, I'm not saying don't use your fan base and don't use your crowd for ideas.
I highly recommend using the Lulu again for ideas.
Right, right. But, yeah, you've got to expect.
Let's censor some of that.
Well, nope. A good example is, the new Tulsa USL Pro team has got a name their team contest going on, and I haven't looked at the submissions, but I know one of our guys recommended Tulsa spelled backwards is a slut. You know, a slut FC. I mean,
I don't think they saw that one coming.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Well, it's better than the Energy or whatever the Oklahoma team is.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if a slut is better than.
Oh, absolutely. You know how many jerseys you could
sell? Well, that's true. That's true. But, yeah, I think, you know, teams have to be aware in this day and age. If you open yourself up to that kind of thing, it's going to happen.
Hey, but you know what? It's exposure, and if people are talking about it.
Well, yeah, yeah.
And sometimes even that kind of exposure can help.
As long as you don't promise to take the
don't,
most
don't,
popular.
Yeah. Don't,
otherwise, Mr. Burns is on your shirt.
Or the other one.
Yeah.
How awesome would that be, though?
Middle finger FC. FUFC.
That badge, by the way, I don't think anybody realized what it was.
Yeah.
I looked at it and went, oh.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I guess Adidas would have to sign off on it too.
Yeah,
so
you never know what gets through night day and age.
That's true. That's true. So that was a fun exercise in social media. I like that,
Brad, the social media master.
Hey, and that is a thing for all the fans that are out there. That make sure that you're online, and when you do see something that are from the Luligans or Lions or anybody here else in St. Louis, Fire and Ice, Piasaw, Ambush. Anything that's there, make sure that you're tagging it, retweeting things that we're talking about, because even the people that are following you who might not be in the loop on what's going on in soccer, any little bit helps.
Yeah.
You know, just the, you know, follow Fridays.
And, yeah.
And like
the
Lions, okay?
The Lions schedule, if everybody hits like on that, it takes, you know, half a second to click like, then more people are going to see it. So,
right. Well, not only that, but it shows, you know, like on Facebook, it shows up on the right hand side, Brad liked the Lions status. Mm-hmm.
So my friends who aren't even Lions fans,
well,
oh,
what's
this?
The hell is he getting into? I mean, that's the great thing about Facebook. It's the ultimate in voyeurism and stalking.
Right.
I mean, it takes a lot of the challenge out of that if you want to do that kind of
stuff. Sorry, I'll unblock you.
But, you know, it's easy to do. It takes 30 seconds. It really means nothing in your day-to-day life, but it means a lot in getting one more step.
I'll tell you what, it means a lot for getting pro soccer here to St. Louis.
Yeah, and getting just one more fan out to the games.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever game.
One more ticket, one more beer, or 12 more beers.
Right.
Let's talk about, while we're here, Piasaw. They've got two more games left this season. It's been, God love them, it's been a horrible year
this
for Piasaw.
This is where we know that Matt and Lindsay are doing the, I hate to use the say the Lord's work because it's cheesy, but.
They're there for the love of the game
at
this point.
I think if anybody
I've
has
had
any
a couple of seasons like that.
Really? Yeah. We hadn't noticed.
Yeah. It's painful. I know what he's going through.
Well, yeah, and I mean, and it, a lot of it is minor league sports. Mm-hmm. I mean, you deal with college kids that have to leave or come in or get hurt. Or
exactly.
And some guy you may plan on having for the next 3 years decides to do something else, so it's kind of shot your plan.
Well, and Jim's got to deal with that coach problem, too, that he's got a coaching problem.
Yeah.
We do have an addition to the staff this year.
Is this our little friend?
Our office staff?
No. No, Johnny's in the office.
Oh, okay.
You'll like to see that. Johnny will be much he'll be pretty vocal and be out there in front of
you're telling us to shut up.
Yeah. Like you're going to listen to him, like tattoo.
Yeah.
Sorry, Johnny. Love you.
We do.
No, Sam Galvin is going to be joining our staff this year. Lion from previous years, first 2 or 3 years. He's back in St. Louis, and he'll be joining as an assistant coach.
Helping out on the field.
Yep.
Wonderful. Awesome. That's good to hear.
So you'll have another connection there because Sammy's a really, really good guy, and we want to welcome him.
Good.
Glad to hear it. Somebody else for us to
hang on.
Somebody else to hate us.
Sammy might punch back, though.
All right. So Piasaw, if you can, Saturday night and then the following Saturday are their last two games of the year. Please come out and support them.
If you can't make this Saturday, definitely make the last one.
Yeah.
We'll have fun.
And follow us on Facebook. There will be a special promotion of some kind for the Lulligans. We haven't worked it out yet, but it'll be a discounted admission or some reason to come out and have some fun with us.
Or kick a ball at Greg or something.
Right, kick Kenny.
Fill them up. It'd be nice to see that you get the full support of everybody out there.
Yeah.
And
we always have fun. I mean, last game was a great example. The game was great up until the last, 4 minutes, and then it all just fell apart. So, I mean, it's not like it's horrible soccer.
Yeah, and the thing about Saturday is that it was, with the weather being crappy, it was going to be a hard time. But the people that were there were having a blast.
Yeah.
It might have had to do with drinking a lot at the USA game beforehand. But
it didn't hurt.
Not at all.
But we always have fun at the Piasaw games. And just like the Lions games, just a good reason to get out with your buddies. So, please come out and join us.
So, the Lions.
Yeah, that's why we got Jim here. Let's talk about the Lions.
Nah, fuck it. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
The schedule came out. What's our season opener, Jim?
Well, first season opener will be, what, the 17th?
17th.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
We got a couple of games. We had a couple of open dates there in the very first part of that schedule that we're working on with some, I think, some intriguing possible matchups that'll be some guests. The first weekend will be the... May 3rd, which is always the tournament weekend for the youth clubs.
And John, we're not making it.
John's mad. I mean, that's Drinko de Mayo, but I might be able to fit both in. I'm going to try my best.
No, you're not.
I'm going to try.
Yeah, that's always. Not. But that's a game that we really use for the youth clubs in the area to really showcase the upper level talent and get them out there to see it.
So you don't want us there?
No.
I just heard a better reason for us not to go.
No, I see.
I'm kidding.
You guys are always welcome.
Right.
But, yeah, it's just one of those things. It's a really good way for them to get the exposure, to realize there's something here for them, and for them to get with their coaches and have team nights to come out and group tickets and support it and look at see what the higher level is. Because you know what? when I was a kid, I had the Steamers to grow up on, and that's what I was, you know, I always wanted to go to a Steamer game. Actually, last night I was reminiscing about my dad taking me to Steamers games with it snowing so much last night.
Yeah.
You'd walk out after the game, and it would just be your car was just covered. You had to dig out and trudge over the highway and feel the cold as you go into Forest Park because you park for free, you know, all that good stuff. You know, then you get stuck for an hour and your dad's cursing at you because you didn't help him dig out.
I'm cold.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just things like that. It gives, you know, I remember those moments and it just gives these kids an idea and gives them the opportunity. Whether they take advantage of it or not, that's up to them. However, this is a showcase and we'll always do that game.
My kids just remember Uncle Brad passing out in the grass.
It happens.
That happens.
Let's actually back
up. So we'll
have
a couple. Go ahead.
February, we have our tryouts.
There you go.
22nd right. and 23rd. And if you are a soccer player out there now and have not registered, get on it. The website is up and running for stllions.com. Just go to the tryout page.
The new website,
the
no
new
less.
Website. Nice and flashy. How do you
looking,
like that, guys?
Looking good.
No Jordan John Williams is a player of the...
You know, there's only so many things I can do.
I know.
We
I
actually
know.
Have somebody who's monitoring and working on the website daily, which is really nice. It's a big help. And we'll be having, updated content on there.
It looks great. It really does. Much more nice. Professional looking. And
it does. And it's a lot of it's automated. So we can do the cool things about the site for this year is that you can order your tickets, your online tickets for your group pages, individual tickets, special promos that we're going to have. We'll have the store hooked up here shortly, which will have a couple of items, scarves and a couple of items that we're working on.
Stunning
scarves. Thank you, Brad.
You're welcome.
And then as far as player registration, we have streamlined this player registration. So when a guy is registering right there on that page, all of the information is collected. We do not have to do additional paperwork later.
Nice.
We fire it off to the league right away, and we get players who are automatically registered and going through the process immediately.
Nice.
Without having to wait 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks for them to be approved by U.S. Soccer.
No more shenanigans with that stuff.
They're already going through it. And we're actually the test market with USL for them to try that and because we came up with the idea for it and pushed it to them. And they actually are very receptive to it, and they're looking at this to see if this will be for the rest of the league, even the pro league.
Great.
Here's what happens, because one of the things I was just thinking when we were talking about USL Pro, I didn't realize it, but we've been seeing an influx of more international players.
Right.
And the league has we're not in complete agreement with this one. They've increased the international player allotment on the team from 8 until 10. That'll be revisited again next year. The thing about the PDL is it's a showcase for the USL player, you know, for the United States player, and it gives international players an opportunity. But it's really the full course of this is for an American player to give them that outlet. And
right.
increasing it to 10, not necessarily an agreement of that, but, you know.
But I guess for us, though, we get to see players like Johnny,
right,
who is technically, I guess, an international still.
Yeah, he is.
You know, and he would, you know, any opportunity for somebody like him who comes to the United States to do the legwork, who ends up staying here.
Right.
But to play devil's advocate, I mean, we all worry about the development of the U.S. player, especially going into a World Cup year.
Exactly.
I'd like to see a lot of those spots available for United States-born players to build up through the pyramid. So,
right.
However, taking that to the next step.
No, however.
We do see a
lot. Do not recognize your however.
Yes, and. We do see a lot more USL teams, PDL teams, that are becoming consistent.
Oh, yeah.
That it's not that influx that we used to have within reason. but you know, you saw the new Chicago team last year. You know, you see these kind of things kind of stabilizing to where there are better opportunities coming up through the system.
Right.
Speaking of which, I did notice through the new website we did lose two teams this year from our Heartland division.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. We lost Kansas City, and we really don't like to see that. But
Colorado was quick to tweet me, "Hey, we're still alive.
Yeah,
we're just not in your division."
Yeah, there was really good guys. They have a great operation out there. We actually really enjoyed going out on that road trip. It's a very nice setup, a very nice stadium. Treat us really well. Not to say that Thunder Bay and Winnipeg don't. They do the same.
Right.
It's just easier. We don't have to cross a border.
Right.
You know, it is a nice, it's an easier drive than going up there.
Right.
Just looking at our schedule for this year, you know.
There's a lot of things that are an easier drive than going to Canada.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest.
You know what? It is kind of funny when you're sitting there trying to introduce somebody to the game and and they say, well, what's your conference or who you play? And you start playing, you know, talk Des Moines, Springfield, Winnipeg. And they go, you're flying, right? No.
Yeah.
We're not. We're driving.
Isn't there a team in Nashville? Yeah, but they're not with us.
Yeah, they're not with us. So the good thing news is that Chicago is joining us.
Right.
Woo-hoo!
Not the Fire, but the Inferno. Todd Short and his group are coming over into our conference. It's really good. It's a great
we played
great
them
setup at Wheaton.
We played them preseason last year, right?
We played them preseason last year. Really good side, very competitive. So it's adding strength into the league. So I don't see the competitiveness in our league dropping at all with them.
Yeah, the only disappointment about Chicago is they're way out in the West Burbs, so we can't take the Amtrak up there and get destroyed on the train.
Yeah.
And take the train back after we're hammered.
Yeah, going out to Wheaton College isn't that bad of a drive.
No, it's not.
But isn't it? I can't remember now. A lot of our away games are
weeknights.
That's the killer.
Yeah.
I mean,
so well, a lot of these the teams don't have their specific stadium like we do.
Sheriff
so
Stadium,
they,
right?
They get weeknights for those games there.
And we understand that's what has to be done to make it happen, so everybody's doing their best.
Just makes for a Luligan road trip a little bit harder.
Right.
I think we're really happy with the way our schedule is for this year, going to Thunder Bay and to Winnipeg in one trip. We can knock it all out at once. We play them once up there each instead of doing a double. So it makes it a little bit easier.
That's one of the things.
Number one, easier on the budget. Number two, easier on the guys and the travel. It's just 1 week that we have a long road trip. But the other trips will be short and sweet.
Yeah, and that's one of those things that it's easy for us to overlook because we're just fans watching the game. And when you guys go on the road, we just watch the Twitter. You know, it's not really that much of a difference for us. But, yeah, you guys made some horrendous trips last year and seasons past. And like you said, financially, it's a burden, too, when you travel that far.
When you travel and you try and feed, you know, 24 guys, and you're taking that many, and then also, you know, handling visa issues and things like that you have to pay for to make sure that those are handled. And
bribes
and hotels.
Bribes at the border.
Hey, we don't talk about that.
Bob Probert has advice for you.
But it is. It's good just to have this one long road trip, a good team bonding. It's early.
That's the best reason.
We'll
see.
Yeah.
If you, if you're on Twitter, you got to follow these kids because, I mean, they're tweeting pictures back and forth to each other, and there's a picture of, you know, Johnny Brown in a 10-gallon hat at some rest stop in Wyoming. It's like...
To be honest, on Johnny, it's a 2.5-gallon hat.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, yeah, these guys have a lot of fun, and the banter back and forth between the internationals and the Americans and then between the older guys and the younger guys.
And when the former players chime in,
right?
It really gets going.
So yeah, that's another reason to follow these guys on Twitter. It's a good time.
And if you think you're laughing hard on the Twitter, imagine being in the bus.
Oh yeah,
I've
driven off a road a couple of times.
The things that are censored have to be.
There's some censorship going on, but it is good. It's good team bonding. It's great for the guys, and I really hope that everybody comes out this year and supports us because the schedule is set up rather nice. It is condensed. It's pretty tight, packed. It doesn't extend out very long. But like I said, we're going to try and throw in two exhibition games in there that I think that you might be interested in. Has a local flair, maybe. We'll see what happens on that one.
They're playing the Fire and Ice.
I don't know. That'd be pretty rough, guys.
I was
Those
say,
girls are pretty damn
good. I was
going
to say, I'm going to put my money on the girls. Sorry, guys.
Well,
but back to tryouts on that. If you haven't signed up, please go out to stllions.com and sign up. And you're more than welcome to come out to tryouts and watch.
Yeah,
well, we've already discussed that like in years past. Last year, the weather didn't cooperate, but I think we were talking about doing Sunday because Sunday's usually one of the good days to come out and watch because you guys have kind of gotten a feel for who's what. You can kind of see
you're watching scrimmages
develop.
Versus, you know, drills.
Right.
And then we get to talk to a few of the guys. Last time you sent over a couple guys for us to interview and – it's just a good time.
And we will be hungover as hell because it's a day after mouse races.
I'm not drinking, so I'll be fine.
That's a lie.
Brad's just spending the night up here.
But it is fun to go out there and see those guys.
Yeah, and it is at St. Dominic, by the way, high school.
Okay.
Same as always. I mean,
good.
We try and keep things consistent.
And we finally got somebody that we know trying out. George's son, Gavin, is trying out for the Lions this year.
That'll be fun.
Somebody to personally harass and
see if he's got what it takes mentally.
Throw cups of urine at and all the other things.
You know, it's funny. You should hear the guys when they come up and they get, you know, they have an excuse for something, excuse for why the registration didn't go through,
right.
Or excuse for the reason why he can't run a 50-yard dash. You know,
right.
I mean,
I got a note from my mother.
Yeah, it's always something. But you know, you see these guys and they come out and when they start playing, it is a cool setting to watch. And just for the players who are out there, notice that when we're selecting players, we're not just selecting 18. We're not selecting 24. You know, we're selecting, you know, 30, 32, 35 guys. Because, number one, we have a first team, the primary team. Number two, we have to have a practice team. And that practice team is in our reserve squad. And we have reserve games set up for them. So that's, you know, year-round training through the summer, getting your fitness, and you go back to college. So maybe,
well, and you're
maybe
also
if a kid is 18 years old and he doesn't make the first team, it's not the end of the world. He's still training every day.
You're definitely
Brad, you got a chance.
Yeah, I think I'm out of eligibility. but no, you're putting a book on some of these guys too. That maybe they don't make it this year. Maybe they'll make it next year. Or maybe, I mean, we know in years past, a guy goes down injured, or a guy decides, well, I was going to come to St. Louis for the summer, but now I'm staying in Dallas. You might need another guy.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, it's good to be
late
on your radar. Yeah.
Late in the season, we're looking for somebody who's still been training with us and pop them right in.
Right. So, good reason to go out and try out. So, encourage that to all, basically, area high school and college age kids.
Yeah, area high school, college, first-year college players, players who are seniors in high school that have a promising career going into college, you've signed with someplace. Talk with your college coach and get an understanding of what the PDL is.
And a lot of these guys maybe used to discourage kids from doing it. Now they're encouraging these kids to find a PDL team.
And play.
And play, right.
Schedule's pretty good for you guys, though, this year, looking at it. There's a couple of two-week runs where we won't see you guys here at home,
right?
Which is disappointing. But it's
but that's good, though, for Fire and Ice. If they've got games in that area, you guys can support them.
Absolutely. And the other great thing about it, too, is that as you look at it, too, when you get down to it, you're not spending the whole time on the road all together like you did last year.
Right.
Like at the end where you had, was it the end where you had like three
it
or
was,
4 weeks in a row?
It was 3 weeks in a row, and it was torturous because we were in and out of town so much, and they were long trips.
Yeah, yeah. So it looks like a whole lot better balanced thing. So it's
that's because Tony did the schedule and he wouldn't let me touch it.
So what you're saying is you're the problem that we
need
to deal
with. I was the problem last year.
while we've got you here, Jim, we've kind of touched on the season, what to expect, different teams in the conference. We do have a few questions from Twitter and Facebook. If
you fire away, I'd be happy to answer them.
Ryan O'Kane wanted to know.
No, he can't answer.
We've talked in years past about maybe getting our own stand or our own section away from the main crowd. Any possibility of that happening this year?
Definitely, definitely working at it. We do have a new groundskeeper that's out at the park.
Is his name Willie?
No, groundskeeper. He should be actually.
That's what I'm calling him from now on.
It doesn't matter.
We'll introduce you to him. But you know, he was the guy who set up the field for the charity game. He's been taking great care of the complex. When it doesn't have snow on it, it looks absolutely fantastic.
Right.
Probably in some of the best shape it's been in years. So there's conversations that we've been having about what we can be doing. He's got some great ideas on what we can do around the field and not. And he's really going to be in control of that.
Awesome.
Is he digging us out households so we don't have to walk far?
A follow-up to that was changes at Glavin Park from Eric Bonita. So I guess that pretty much addresses it. You've got a new groundskeeper, and he's looking at new things to do.
He's coming with a lot of great ideas and just things to do differently, just setups that are different.
Just a new set of eyes to look at.
Yeah,
it's
not the same.
Right.
And truly, when you come out, you'll definitely see a difference because when I go out there, I see something new every time, and I'm going, what did he do this time?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Are there chupacabra traps?
No traps.
We're going to let them babies run free.
Yeah.
Bird asked a question that every year we talk about, the 5 p.m. kickoffs. You know as well as I do, it's a sun out there on those metal bleachers at 5 p.m.
Trust me, I'm in that box.
I know.
Posting and coming right in. Look, I can't move the stands. It's impossible.
Yeah.
Maybe
a later kickoff time, is that possible at all?
We've talked about it, but the problem is with the later kickoff is our lighting system, if we have any delay whatsoever, and you've seen what's happened in the rain, Glavin's calling me right now. I wonder what he wants.
Stop talking.
Shut up. No, with that later time, we have to have that built-in time so that in case we have any delay, that we do have time to get the game in. The lighting system that we have is not up to the standard of what a USL wants.
Okay.
And that is the main reason why it's there. We have lights. It's there. It's great for practicing. And it gives us that. But underneath the standards that they have, it doesn't meet the minimum requirements.
I guess that's a good thing to know.
What are you doing next week? You want to climb some poles?
He'll dance on poles, but no, I mean, that's a good bit of information to know, because I think a lot of us look up and say, well, they've got lights. Why don't they do a 7 p.m. game? So the lights aren't up to what USL would want them to be.
Right.
Do we need to take a break so you can talk to your boss there?
This is the second time he's calling, so we might have to.
Okay.
Let's take a break. We'll be back with Jim Shipley in just a minute.
Not only do the Lulligan support the Lions, the Piasaw, and the Fire and Ice, but we also support each other. Turn to Lulligan-owned businesses when making your business decisions. Get your custom t-shirts and apparel from Adrenaline Prints. Immortalize loved ones or events with a tattoo from the Washington Tattoo Collective. And use your electric for your home and business electrical services. Lulligan's working together to help grow soccer in St. Louis. And now, back to the foolishness of This Is Silly with the Lulligans. And we're back from the potty break. Yay. Well, Jim had to take a call, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But Brad and I really had to pee, so that was the best reason that we were generous with his time. We're like, oh, no, go ahead and take that call.
Well, I'll turn my mic on. That might help things a little bit.
Hey, good.
Welcome
good
back.
Good engineering.
One more question, really. It's two people kind of ask themes on the same question. Pat Mahoney and Jack Burton both wanted to know, and this goes with both the tryouts and for the season in general. What are the team goals, and what are you looking for in tryouts, and why should we expect it to be better this season?
We always want to win. We want to win the league. We want to win the conference first. I mean, that's the biggest
thing. I mean, are there certain things that Tony looks for in a player at tryouts, or is he just looking for talented players anywhere they are?
He's looking for talented players wherever they are. He does have a scheme of what fits into what the team should look like.
Right.
We leave that really up to Tony and some other coaches that come in and help. But we let that be their makeup.
And I know you can't announce right now how many guys are coming back from the previous years, but you do plan on certain guys coming back and fitting the new players into that existing lineup, or?
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of guys who are coming out from last year, and some of them have been given spots already that they've known that they're coming in.
And that's kind of good. Then you can plan on what you've got already.
Well, we planned on those guys coming back anyway.
Right.
And now you've got a couple other guys who are announcing that they're coming back, and we welcome them back. But you know what? When we get out there, get on that field, you got to perform.
Now, are you going to have some of the old guys, like a couple years ago when we were out there, you had Ernad and Allen out there, and just to kind of run through with the guys and see how they look with established players, are we going to have a few of those guys at tryouts to kind of play with them? And
yeah, there will be some guys there at tryouts, but you'll see a lot of new faces as well.
Okay.
You know, we always try to bring some of those guys in so that kind of gives the people coming in someone to talk to,
right,
and an understanding of what the tryouts are all about.
Well, and I imagine it also helps Tony to see if you've got a backline player, see how they react with an existing player, because, I mean, that's
one skill set you're familiar with.
Right.
And like a guy, I'm just saying Ernad, because he's the one that came to mind, you know, he was a vocal leader out there on the field, and you could see immediately if a guy's, you know, falling into line with him, or if he's fighting against him,
you might see some of these guys who are coming in and have never been with us who will take charge.
Well,
that's good too.
Some of the things you see,
right?
I mean, a couple of years ago, I remember Kenny Kranz came in and he took charge of a midfield,
right?
You know,
and you're looking for leaders too. I mean, just because a guy's new doesn't mean he can't be a leader out there,
right?
Everybody's got to fill a role, be it a leader, a doer, or whatever the role is. It's no different than any other organization,
right?
Right,
and you have to see how the personalities fit as well. I
mean, so, and
you can't have, you can't have somebody on the team who's just not going to gel with anybody. It's
right.
Just not going
to. No matter how
talented
that defeats the whole season, the whole team aspect.
Could be the most talented person in the world, but if everybody hates him, it's not going to go anywhere.
We would cut David Beckham.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding.
No chance for you now, Brad.
Yeah, well,
I thought you had a chance earlier
way
he was talking.
Jim saw me in the charity game. He played alongside me.
Hey, that was Mahoney's question, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Mahoney played pretty darn well out there that day. He was really he was really all over it. Impressed by that.
He's one of the ones that still actually exercises. So that's kind of part of it.
He was definitely having a good time.
He did not have a beer and a smoke on the field.
The cigarette on the field was really a good touch.
Or a cane, or a Singapore cane.
Where he saved that. Rocco saved that to the very end.
Oh, okay, good.
I like the best part was no ashing on the field.
There were a lot of unique rules brought out that day. You did miss it. We did have multi-ball at one point.
Did you have multi?
Yeah.
God damn it.
When we were down by 17, I think I enacted the multi-ball rule.
And the multi-ball ended up in two goals at the same time in the Luligan goal.
Yeah. So it didn't work out. Fired. Yeah, it didn't work out quite how we'd hoped, but we did have the multi-ball.
Damn it.
So I guess, I'm thinking of like the NFL draft. You know, some teams draft for position, some teams draft for talent. I mean, I guess once you get out there, you may have a plan, but depending on who shows up and what they look like, it may change when you get out there.
Plan could go way out the window.
Yeah.
So, and that's what the tryouts are for. I mean,
and you get some guys that you weren't on your radar at all show up.
Right. One guy came out and called the other day, and he said, no, not everybody makes a team. Well, that's what tryouts are for.
I'd like a guaranteed spot before I come try out.
I've never seen you. I don't even know who you are. And you're calling up and complaining that you're not going to make the team. Well,
again,
if you got that attitude,
how big was this bribe? That's the important thing.
If that's your attitude,
right?
See ya. Don't bother.
Right.
You know, we want guys, and we get these all the time, especially from players who are elsewhere in the country. And they call up, and I get these emails constantly. I probably got four of them on my phone right now. And they say, well, if I come there, am I going to get a spot? Well, no. If you want to get to this level and you want to go to the pro ranks, and mind you, we've put at least two guys every year into the pro ranks, whether or not it's MLS, right. USL Pro, NASL, MISL, or overseas.
Well, and this part's about making a name for yourself.
You got to show the commitment to be here.
It's called the developmental league for
exactly.
a reason.
Right.
Get here.
Well,
get to the tryout. Perform. Find out how you fit.
And I'll add to that, too. I mean, to my great embarrassment, I had a college kid that contacted me who I'm friends with his parents. And, you know, he said, can you put a good word in for me? So I emailed you. This is his name. You know, he's going to be, well, he didn't register.
Yeah.
And then he came back to me. He's like, well, you know, I saw who made the team. I know I'm better than some of those guys. I said, I'll send him a message. But, you know, it's like, look, you've got to do the work. You've got to show up. You've got to try out. And, you know, I've learned my lesson. I'm not going to be making a call on anyone's behalf if they're not going to show up.
This isn't youth soccer.
Right.
This isn't a club, you know. This isn't your club team. This isn't your CYC team.
Well,
congratulations.
And that's what,
you're here and you're going to the next level and you have to show commitment. And you have to show commitment to yourself and your career.
And I think that's what he was like saying. Can you get me on the team? I'm like, no, I can tell him to watch you when you go out there and let him know you're a friend of mine. But that's not going to get you any more than anything else.
It's kind of funny because remember when AC St. Louis had their tryouts, and, you know, I would hate to bring everything up from the past, but guys were in there, the guys I knew who were going through the tryouts, and they're like, hey, can you put in a good word for me? No, go out there and perform.
Well, yeah, right.
Team.
Right. I can get you the address, the website address to get you signed up.
Well, yeah.
Do I need to type this for you? I actually did that. Put that on a tweet the other day. I said, go get your girlfriend to register you.
Well, that's the thing.
You've met college boys.
Yeah.
You see these guys' actions differently. You know, the guys that are going to the different combines, that are doing the work, the legwork to get there, the determination's there. You know, it's
right.
And some of these guys, I've seen them complain about the registration fee. But you've got other guys who are paying the registration fee for 8-9 different teams, and they're
right.
traveling around.
Yep.
I mean, I'm thinking of Acosta, who was with the Lions, mm-hmm. who for part of this year played with Piasaw, part of this year played with Ambush.
Tried out for Indy 11.
Went out to Pittsburgh for the Riverhounds while he was there. Tried out for the Pennsylvania Roar.
Just recently went to the USL Combine.
Went to the I mean, this is a kid who's...
He wants to make it. You know, that's the desire.
Right,
exactly.
And that says a whole lot about a guy, you know, in addition to performing on the field. But he can also put all these things on his resume.
Yep.
And when he goes to the next team... Maybe the guy at the Pittsburgh Riverhounds knows you from a USL meeting. He may call you, say, what about Acosta? And you can say, no, I've dealt with him here. Here's another guy you can talk to.
Right.
This is what you do to make a name for yourself at this level.
And this is what we do to help us as a team make a name for ourselves. I mean, here, our number one goal when we started this or when Tony started this, he said, I would be happy if I put one guy per year or one guy every 2 years into the pro ranks. Guys, We're running on a 2.5 average right now. Right. That's phenomenal. And some of that, yeah, some of it has to do with expansion of teams, you know, but there's more outlets for these guys to play.
They still have to do it.
Without that exposure,
right,
and without the help of getting there, the stepping stone, jumping off their career. Some guys are making great money just playing in USL Pro or in MISL.
That expansion can work against them in the same way it works for them. Right. So it still comes down to the individual at the end of the day. Right. You know, there's more teams. That means there's more tryouts. That's more guys that maybe thought they couldn't make it that might be better than you, might be worse than you, that are still coming out. At the end of the day, you still have to get out there and do what you need to do to succeed.
You know, and you made a point. That's a great point. And you made the point about, you know, the entry fee for tryouts. You know what? If we didn't, we'd have 600 people out there, and how would you be noticed? Because some guy just wants to come out there and grab a shirt.
Well, yeah, you'd have me. You'd have me out there trying out.
That $100, you're going to waste my time. If you want to show commitment, pay the fee, right, get into the tryout.
Well, and you have to process all this paperwork.
We got
you
insurance
have to,
that we still
right.
have to cover on all these guys. There's a lot of stuff.
Well, and it's that way everywhere, too. I mean, if the university has a combine, you got to pay to go to that.
Right. Right.
It's not a big deal. I mean, that's the way, again, if you're
and
out
it's
there
an investment
trying,
in your future.
Right.
That's pure and simple. It's an investment in your future.
When you're here, if you're going to invest $100 or $75 or whatever the fees are going to be forever, whatever club it is
right.
out there, okay, if you're going to make that investment in your future to get out there on the field and play, just realize for the next 3 months when you're in that jersey, we're making that investment in you back.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And you're not paying anything.
Right. Speaking of which, there's a $75 investment in the podcast, Jim, for being on. So you can pay now or at the door.
Again.
No, and we'll even take that a step further. I mean,
I didn't know Kraftig was sponsoring this.
I wish.
We've been talking about the growth of MLS, the way the league has changed over the years. USL Pro, the PDL first, USL Pro, NASL, have become huge parts of the development of the American player. Before, it was the college system.
Right.
And you still have the super draft. You still have the kids that come out of college, but it means a whole lot more if that kid has got PDL experience, if that kid has played USL 70, Pro.
70% of the MLS super draft guys came out of the PDL.
Right.
Had PDL exposure.
That's an absurd number, really, if you think about it.
And the way it's changed, I mean, a few years ago, okay, kid went to Indiana, UCLA, Maryland, one of the big schools. Mm-hmm. Those were the kids that got drafted. SLU. We'll even throw SLU in there, you know, perennial powerhouse SLU. But now, you know, like we've talked about, a lot of college kid coaches are telling these kids, no, you go play, find a PDL club to play for, or, you know, find some place to supplement your play.
Right.
And so all these things help to build a team, help to build a player, and it's expected.
Well,
so
even going to the next step, you're seeing a lot of guys doing a two-year college.
Right.
To get the experience and a little bit cheaper, play there, play their PDL, get that opportunity to then go to a Louisville, to an Indiana,
Or even to skip college altogether. A guy proves himself at PDL, he might get the eye of a USL Pro coach,
right,
and start his career.
Right.
Well, I find it really interesting is that out of this past year's draft, you know, former Lion John Berner,
mm-hmm.
Former Des Moines Menace, I'm trying to think of his name right off the top of my head, but they've all been drafted out by Colorado.
Yeah, well.
So you got Berner going in goal from St. Louis. You got the kid from Des Moines who he's out in Colorado playing for the Rapids. And then you got Pays who's out there in goal right now. That's from St. Louis. Well, you got a lot of good St. Louis connection there. But here's the great part about, you know, being, you know, Berner and the kid out of Des Moines is when you come out to a Lions game, you're seeing guys who are within a year could be in MLS.
Oh, yeah.
And you're up close. You're personal with them.
harassing them.
No,
harass them.
Very close. I mean,
very
you're,
close.
You're following them on Twitter and they're tweeting you back. I mean,
and, you know, if you strike up a chord with them before or after a game, you know. There's an autograph. There's an opportunity to get a picture with somebody you know is going to be really
It's a
really
level
good.
Of interaction that you're not going to get at the next level. I mean, we had it good with AC St. Louis, but we're even closer to the Lions players. But once you get to MLS, yeah, for the most part, the MLS games I've been to, the guys are very approachable. But it's a different level of security. It's a different level
right.
of,
well, yeah.
you know, I mean...
yeah.
There is security.
Let's well, yeah. I mean, you know. So I mean,
might be one of the changes.
But I mean, just a few years ago, Teal Bunbury played at Lions Park.
Yeah,
and he was an U.S. international a couple years later.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, these are the kinds of guys that you see.
That you run across and you watch them play. And you clearly see their head and shoulders above everybody else. And you see who can be possibly going.
And these are guys, like we said, who are hustling their ass off to get to the next level. If they're not too good for it, you're not too good for it. So, yeah, don't expect a special break. Come out, try out. If you're good enough, it'll show.
And fans, come on out. Watch these guys.
It's fun.
It's fun. Have some fun. Kick back. Get a suntan.
I mean,
on the Crisco
we first we first met Sideshow Bob at the tryouts.
Yeah.
And then he didn't end up playing for the Lions, but he ended up playing for Springfield.
You know, I think he is actually going to be on the coaching staff this year in Springfield.
And he's a great guy. I mean, we give him a lot of shit.
But he was good when we went to that game in Springfield. The fans loved him as well. You could tell there was a special relationship.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, all around good guy.
But again, that's a guy who paid his money for the Lions, paid his money for Springfield, probably tried out at other places too, and found a home, found a place that he fit in Springfield.
We really did want Craig that year, first year when he tried out for us. But it became a numbers game with the international rule,
right?
And we just couldn't fit him in. And it's great that he went down to Springfield. We were very happy for him down there. Matter of fact, there was another player that went down there and played defense for Springfield that year. And it was a numbers game. We wanted him really bad. Just couldn't make it happen.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, you and Tony usually go to the AGM every year where all the USL teams get together. And there's a lot of interaction between you coaches. And, you know, these are all things you have to think about when you're one of these players. It's like, just because you didn't catch on with the Lions doesn't mean Jim Shipley doesn't remember your name. And when Jim Shipley goes to the meeting in Florida and sits down next to the general manager of the Real Colorado Foxes and a name gets mentioned or, you know, whatever, Jim's like, oh, I liked that guy. That was a guy who was a good player. I mean, this is all a big network, and it works all the way up the levels to USL Pro coaches. They talk to MLS coaches. I mean, again, put your work in.
All the coaches, we all talk about, you know, all the coaches talk about it, all the general managers talk about, you know, the different players and who actually has that opportunity to go.
And at this level, it is a competition.
The guys at Kansas City were really good. You know, they were, the Robles, they were really great about that. And we had a great relationship. And we're going to miss them for this year. Yeah. Maybe they come back in the future.
And at this level, it is a competition. But it also, you guys keep in mind, the name of the game is developing these players.
Right.
And, you know, you see ugliness at the higher end of sports, but at this level, you guys are, you know, I've seen you guys, you know, work with the other teams, you know.
You have to, otherwise we can't put this
right. On. So, I mean, I don't know.
Just show up for the game one time.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Sometimes that's a hard request.
That time zone change.
So anyway, I think.
In the time zone for 2 days.
Yeah.
I think we've given you guys out there listening a great reason to come out to see the Lions. We've talked a lot about what's coming up this season.
Well, hold on. There's yet another reason to come out to the Lions.
Okay.
Season tickets.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Season tickets are not what they were last year.
Drastically reduced for the fans. Price to move.
Learn their lesson.
You know,
don't offend the Lulligans. We make things happen.
You know, everything's a learning curve, okay? And even at this level, we're all going to make mistakes. And so we ticketed, you know, we priced things a little bit out of hand last year, and this year is more reasonable. We heard everybody complain, and it wasn't just you guys. It was other individuals.
Nobody as loud as us.
People spoke with their money.
Brad.
Spoke and stuff. So we, you know, take it in consideration, and the ticket prices are reasonable this year. And I encourage you to go online right now and order a season ticket. It's a great, you know, get it now. I know the schedule's out. You'll see what the dates are. And come out and join us. It's not unbearable.
Normally,
what other sports in this market are.
You know, it's very reasonable this year. Very, very much a value for the dollar kind of thing. We're going to go to most games anyway, so it just makes sense to buy a season ticket. In years past, we've done a big event, usually in March, to kind of get together, sell season tickets, and we usually release a new shirt or a new scarf. This year, we're going to go ahead and encourage you to use that new website. Go to the new Lions website. Go ahead and buy your season ticket now. the Luligan price is the same as the regular supporter price, and that's because they've reduced it to the point where
it's about $7.50 a ticket.
Yeah, I mean, very well worth your money.
It's less than a six pack of beer for most of the beers that we buy.
Right.
If you go up to the day of the game, it's $10.
Right.
So there alone's your reason to buy it now. You're getting a significant savings.
But what we're wanting to do and what the Lions are wanting to do is to get the numbers up now so they can start selling this is how many people are going to be there, to get more investors, to get more sponsors, things like that. So we're going to encourage you to go ahead and buy the ticket now online at the www.stllions.com. And we are still going to have an event. We'll have a March or April event where we'll do the new T-shirt we talked about. And maybe we'll do something special for Luligan season ticket holders. Maybe we'll do, we've done scarf pins in the past. Maybe we'll do a sticker or scarf pin or something. There will be some bonus for being a Luligan season ticket holder. But go ahead and go online and buy that season ticket now.
And I look forward to that party. I can't wait to be there because we normally have a good time.
Lions always send Jim if he's in town and... you know, Michael came in years past, and we'd abuse him. So this year,
we get Johnny.
We're gonna get Johnny out there.
Johnny's gotta misspell something first.
butt one, get one.
But you know, we'll make Johnny beer wench of the day. He'll have to run and get beers for us. We'll have it at a local establishment. I don't know where yet.
So as we're going through this, I went ahead and pulled up the website just since you know, hey, this is a great opportunity.
Okay, tell us the deal, Mitchell.
This is goddamn easy, people. It's easier than it's ever been. You used to have to do it all by hand on a form.
Right.
Fill it out with a pen and paper. You know, go get an abacus. Now we're in the modern times, Brad. We can do this quickly. Name.
Keep that gerbil running.
I know.
Well, how do you send the goat through the website?
Well, first, you need a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
That's the important part.
Okay.
And it only is at certain points of the moon.
Okay.
So that, you know.
You're really scaring people now. Tell them how easy it really is. What do you do?
It's just that simple. Name. Email, phone, home address. How many season tickets do you want? At this price, you could afford two.
And I highly encourage that because at this price, basically, it's almost half of what it was last year.
So you're already in the hole if you bought one last year.
You can buy two tickets, and you can bring a friend to every game.
And not only that.
That's what I want.
Let's also make this mention, too. Now there is a youth season ticket price.
Oh,
which
awesome.
Which is different. Ages 6 to 18.
We'll have Johnny watching them on the other side of the stands.
Yes.
So drop your kid off with Johnny.
Those are $30. So if you planned on bringing your kid to four or five matches,
right.
Now it's really a good buy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You can choose to have it picked up at Will Call the first game, or you can have it shipped for $1.50. Add a St. Louis Lions scarf to your season ticket order for $25 free shipping on the scarves.
Have we mentioned that's a good-looking scarf?
We have.
That is a very good-looking scarf. Actually, I've actually given all mine away, and I have to go buy more.
Well, there you go.
You should buy season tickets.
If only
and bundle it. Bundle it.
If only you had a whole bunch to get rid of.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
And again, once the Lion scarves are all gone, like the Luligan scarves, they'll be all gone.
We'll have to start up with something new.
Yep. Yeah. So get this one before they're all gone.
So the most important thing here now after all this is the very last line.
Yes.
If you are affiliated with a supporters group or soccer club, please list that name here.
So type in St. Luligans
or
there.
Luligans or anything.
Yep. We're going to keep track of that.
I figured you were. So then it gives you a total. You hit submit. It sends you to PayPal.
If we sell enough, we'll get credit.
And we'll shave Jim's head.
And if we don't sell enough,
Jim... You're going to glue hair back on.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is if you don't put St. Luligans in that box, then Jim's going to quit doing things like coming on this podcast and taking what we say seriously. He's going to say, what? There was only three Luligans that signed up, so what the hell do I care about those people?
It also shows him how powerful we are, and he should not mess with the Luligans.
Even if you don't like us, put Luligans in that box.
If you put it, well, just make sure it's just Luligans, not I hate the or fuck the Luligans.
No, I think all that counts. I think all that counts.
If it says the word Luligan, it counts.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm good with that.
So there you go. Please, right
gotta
now.
Get those numbers up.
That's right.
Let's see how powerful this podcast is right now. Go and do it. And at the $60 level, you get a season ticket. At the $85 level, you get a scarf. At the $100 level, you get a tote bag.
whoa, wait a minute.
This isn't PBS.
Oh, okay.
And now back to our regular scheduled program.
Yes.
And for $150, Jim will record the outgoing message on your voicemail. So I think
actually,
that's
it's
all.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, wait, we'll do it. Tony Glavin, we'll have dinner with you and your family. traditional haggis meal. No.
Whoever throws up first wins.
And speaking of Tony Glavin, we are going to get Tony Glavin on our podcast sometime this year. You know, we'll try to pick a time when he's least irritable.
Yeah, it's always tough. You know, yeah, hopefully we have a lot of wins this season.
Yes, yes.
And it's not that hard then.
So what he's saying, we have to do it early in the
season.
and hey, we're going to win all year.
And Tony's busy running the Glavin complex in general. It's not just the Lions. You guys have got a full youth academy going, and
it's nonstop.
And you yourself have a couple teams you coach, and
actually I've stepped back a little bit. I have some of the high school guys I'm helping out with, but I'm not as involved with that as anymore. I just you know, have to concentrate on this and keep everything going on that.
All right.
So well,
speaking of which, Glavin called right before the break.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he gave me a little bit of announcement.
Okay.
And he said, number one, please order season tickets.
Number two, you're fired, Jim.
Breaking news.
But he did ask for everybody to go and check out a new website.
Okay.
And it's stlprosoccer.com. And this is the buzz, guys.
Is this related to the new Twitter account that we started following?
That would be related to the new Twitter
account.
The new
Facebook page that we like. Yep.
And go on there, and if you could, after you've bought your Lions season ticket, go over to this website and actually complete the order form that's on there, and that's just signing up for a mailing list. And
stlprosoccer.com.
stlprosoccer.com.
I've got it pulled up right now, actually. Same thing. Super easy. First name, last name, zip. Email.
John just did it on his phone.
John did it on his phone.
John beat everybody to it.
Well, actually, I did it as soon as you told me to do it.
Yeah, John beats it when he thinks he's alone.
I'm just impressed John's phone actually worked. That's the impressive thing.
So anyway, we go to stlprosoccer.com.
Put in your information. I am interested in supporting professional outdoor soccer in St. Louis in the following ways. Check one. Season tickets, partial, single, group seats, founders, members, club. Investors Club. Which one of those gets me a plaque on the stadium?
I don't know which one. We'll have to determine that one. All I know is, guys, go and fill out that field right there and send it in. What we need to do is...
Do it now.
We need to capture some numbers on how many people can support St. Louis. And this is your way to step up to the plate and say, I do support soccer in St. Louis, and I want to see professional soccer here.
Pause the podcast right now. We'll be here when you come back. Go to the website. Fill out the form. Then hit play.
We could actually go silent for about 15 seconds, and I bet you when we start talking again that they'll be done filling it out.
That's possible. I could record my dog snoring behind me because my dog fell asleep during the podcast.
Let me do a follow-up question.
Are they done filling out the form yet, Brad?
They're done.
Are you sure?
If not.
Some of these people are kind of slow.
Remember, it was stlprosoccer.com.
Can you spell pro?
P-R-O.
We
and
do
soccer with an O.
So can I assume that since Mr. Glavin called you to let you know that information, that at least Mr. Glavin is part of this stlprosoccer.com?
You would be very well inclined to understand that.
Can I say anybody else who might be involved in this group?
I would say that.
Could we speculate?
You can speculate. Now, we love the speculation.
Well, what I saw when I first joined on Twitter or followed that group on Twitter, I looked at who they were following. And they were following, in addition to the St. Luligans and American Outlaws St. Louis, which shows that the group's thinking right, following their fans.
Either that or that's how they're getting the restraining orders.
Yeah, well, it could be. They were following the Tony Glavin Soccer Club.
Uh-huh.
They were following the St. Louis Lions.
That's correct.
They were following the St. Louis Ambush.
That's correct.
And they were following the indoor football team that the Ambush own. What is it? The
Natural Disasters
Attack.
That would be correct.
And Missouri Sports Holdings, I think they were following.
That would also be correct.
And Mr. Gaines, I think they were following.
Mr. Haynes. Yeah. Mr. Haynes.
Like I was getting Glavin and Haynes confused. So
Heaven and Glavin.
Haynes.
Thank you, Mr. Beckman.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So with that group of guys, there may have been a few more that they were following, but with that group, I would assume that the Ambush and the Lions are working together to create a buzz.
Right. That buzz is exactly what you're saying, and that is a partnership that Tony Glavin, the St. Louis Lions, Andrew Haynes, and the St. Louis Ambush have gotten together in a mutual agreement to work on bringing professional soccer to St. Louis.
Which is the highest level of indoor soccer we have in the city and the highest level of outdoor soccer we have in the city. working together to take the next step.
To the next step, to the next level. There are probably some other things that are happening with it within that group, but those are the participants who are bringing it to the next level.
If you can hear me over Mitch's dog snoring. Well, yeah, and I assume we're wanting to get those numbers up on the season tickets. We're wanting to get the numbers up on the people that subscribe to the newsletter from the new website to show other investors in St. Louis, because we know there are lots of soccer groups in St. Louis. We know there are lots of people that that are looking for opportunities in St. Louis. So the more people that sign up for that, the more people that buy season tickets, the better your attendance, the better the Ambush attendance. All these things help propel it forward.
That's exactly right. This is the fans' opportunity with no investment whatsoever to go out, fill out the website, and let us know.
Like them on Facebook, follow them on Twitter. Right.
Yep. Twitter, Facebook, get the numbers up so that we can and show that there is a definite support here.
And we'll put all these things on our Facebook and Twitter, too, to help facilitate
and
that.
And that has been one of the things that people outside of St. Louis say, that they can't support it. You know what? This is the show me state. Let's show them. Let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, we don't expect you to live, if you're living in Springfield, to buy season tickets. But maybe you love St. Louis. Maybe you used to live in St. Louis. Sign up for the email newsletter.
Exactly.
Like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. That's easy and free and shows that there's people that like St. Louis. And if we do get a pro team, you could buy a jersey. You could support us any number of ways, including making a pilgrimage back to the St. Louis city.
Pro soccer is going to be here, guys. And it the buzz is here.
Well,
keep following it. There will be other things that will come out. But for right now, go visit stlprosoccer.com, visit the stlouislions.com, stllions.com, and visit the Ambush. Support this thing because it's going to happen.
And a group tweeted to me the other day, tweeted to St. Louligans, I should say, that, you know, they list the top three cities, biggest cities in the St. Louis, or in the nation, that don't have a pro soccer. And St. Louis was one of those three. And I said, hey, we're going to scratch that off before too long. And so this will help make that happen. Go like these pages, follow these groups, and sign up for the email.
I'll tell you what, I've never seen a Twitter account that all of a sudden goes live with nobody tweeting anything about it, and everybody called.
Well,
it was like an instant bomb went off.
Well,
it wasn't just St. Louis guys.
Yeah.
There were media guys from as far east as New Jersey and as far west as California. They were calling going, all right, what's going on? What's the scoop? Minnesota. Guys in Minnesota calling. What is going on?
And I'm
going to start creating fake Twitter accounts.
Well, that's what I just heard. You know, I'm going to take a little bit of credit for that, just a tiny bit, because I got a notification that you're being followed by someone new. And whenever I do, I always look to see where they're from. And I said, St. Louis Pro Soccer, who the hell is this? And I clicked, and then I said, well, who are they following? And I looked, and I said, oh, shit, this might be real, you know?
Yeah.
So I followed them immediately, and I just kind of tweeted it out there, and then I know all of my friends who are on Twitter immediately followed it. Well, a lot of different supporters groups and teams from our division and from the USL Pro Division follow us, just kind of a mutual follow just to keep an eye. So some of that started spreading from us, but then I'm sure it started again with the Ambush fans, you know, because you and the Ambush both tweeted it out. So, yeah, I mean, it caught fire pretty quickly, and there, I think you had at one time one or two tweets.
Right.
And
it was just gone.
Hundreds of followers.
I mean, all of a sudden, it just went crazy. I was, you know, sitting there, and I couldn't even answer a phone call. I was going nuts.
So that's awesome.
So it's good to know. So please follow it.
I think it shows there's a lot of people out there. Like I said, I think we're at that critical mass of once we hit that tipping point, it's going to break through.
Right.
And I expect our, you know, just like we mentioned earlier, Portland Timbers Army numbers quadrupled overnight when they made the MLS jump. If we move up to the next level, whatever that might be, our numbers are going to take off. All these St. Louis fans that we've been hoping were coming out to games will start coming out to games. So do all
those
things.
John is crawling across the floor.
Poor John. We could have brought him a bucket.
B-W-E-R-U-N.
I don't think I could trust him to carry any beers right now.
He needs pouches.
I was going to say saddlebags.
He did have his holster on that night that he fell and broke his leg.
I'm shocked that didn't shatter.
Yeah.
I know.
He could have got a hip, too, while he was out there.
So, yes, go out to stlprosoccer.com. Fill out the registration form right there to get your newsletter and keep on top of things that are going to happen.
Do it now.
Folks, you're going to want to follow this. more news will come out on it. You're going to hear things that are going to come out as news develops or as we can feel that we're comfortable enough to release it, and you'll hear more about that. You'll hear it then. Not all the information is going to be released at once. We need to make sure that we still keep a good presence out there going. So keep it up, retweet it, share it with your friends, talk about it.
Coda just unplugged the laptop. I hope we got battery. Yeah,
we got battery.
All right. But yeah, again, like you said, the likes and the retweets and the sharing with your friends, all that stuff helps.
Yep.
Again, you know, I'm going to make my mom sign up for this newsletter, even though she wouldn't know a soccer ball if it hit her in the face.
Exactly.
So let's
Dakota, you're getting email.
Exactly. Well, hey, Pixie's got an email.
Well,
Pixie.
That's different. So, Pixie's got a Facebook account.
So let's do that, folks. And Jim, thanks again for coming on. We always like when you're out here. And
it was great. It was fun to do an afternoon newscast.
Yeah, kind of surreal with all of us being off at the same time. I was like, wow, this works out really well.
Yep.
And John's just
planets
off
aligned.
Yeah, and I can get home at a decent time. Yeah. Everybody's happy.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me out. It's good to see everybody.
Thanks,
look forward
Jim.
To seeing everybody at the Luligan soiree coming up.
Tell the Chupacabra we said hi.
We'll pet him.
I would be careful. He will rip your face off.
Yeah, that's right.
Mutual.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Go to stlprosoccer.com. Yep. Go to stluligans.com. Follow us on Facebook at St. Luligans, at St. Luligans on Twitter.
And we'll be posting links to all these things we want you to do, the season tickets and following the newsletter and the Facebook and the Twitter, and we'll be posting it all. So if you already follow the St. Louis Lions or the St. Luligans, we'll redirect you where you need to go. Thanks
That'll
a
work.
Lot.
See you.
Bye.
Peace.
Manamana. 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 Manamana, manamana, manamana.